back to our top story this morning. We read this initially on Eamon Malley's website, eamonmalley.com. Danny Morrison writing there, he's the former publicity director for Sinn Féin. So he has gravitas in terms of what he has done in the past. And he has said that there is a real possibility that the Assembly could collapse. Obviously, if that were true, it's incredibly important for Northern Ireland. The Health Minister this morning on the Nolan Show, Edwin Poots, has sent a message to Sinn Féin telling them to step back from the abyss. Seamus Close with us this morning. Morning to you, Seamus.
Good morning, Stephen.
You've been tweeting about this today. You, of course, are a former MLA for the Alliance Party. Tell us what your thoughts are around this.
Well, essentially, firstly, I feel that there is the possibility that the Assembly could collapse because it's not really working. It's not working in the interest of the people of Northern Ireland. It's not really delivering. But I feel that there's a glue which is holding it together. And that glue goes by the name of money, salaries and expenses. And whilst not all the members up there would agree with me and say that they're only in it for the money, I think that it would be a considerable percentage who would certainly miss it from the financial rewards which it gives to them.
Yeah, and Seamus, to be fair to some of them, though, some of them could make a lot more money outside of politics.
That's what I said. Just to clarify what I'm saying, whilst not all, but a percentage of them would find it difficult, I would have to say, just following on the point you're making, would find it difficult to have such financial rewards outside of the Assembly. And therefore, that is a glue which will be holding a lot of them together. But the other factor is, of course, that it's a very tribal situation still in Northern Ireland. There are elections coming up next year. And I think there's a lot of sabre-rattling going on, a lot of people trying to make sure that their troops are in behind them. And what happens is that you appeal to the lowest common denominator. You become all macho, all butch with regard to your particular electorate, and therefore you say things that try to do down the other side, forgetting or trying to ignore the fact that this is supposed to be a power-sharing government. It's a carve-up up there. But in situations like this, they try to appeal to the lowest common denominator of their voters. And I think there's a large percentage that's going on at the moment.
You think about what's going on here, though. Last week on the Nolan Show, you had Gerry Kelly saying that there is a crisis in Stormont. The TV crews chased him that morning and he stood over it. He said there is a crisis. Now you have Danny Morrison saying the Assembly could collapse. You know, what's next here? Read between the lines,
yes,
Seamus.
There's certainly something in the air. There's no doubt about it. The fact of the matter is that it is not delivering, that there are a lot of things are not happening that should be happening. We've currently got, yesterday they were talking about a local government bill. My goodness, how many years has that been in gestation? It must be going for nearly 10 years. We still haven't got the Education Skills Authority up and running. There's lots of things that we've lost out on. And then you get the letter from America, you get those type of bombshells from Peter Robinson. And as I said at the time, whenever Martin McGuinness was interviewed out in New York, he specifically said, and I'll paraphrase, New York is not the place to be getting into this. It was nearly like a father chastising one of his children, wait till I get you home. Both of them are now at home, and it's becoming clearer about the poor relationship that exists there. But there's still an awful lot of them would not like to lose their jobs. The other point I'd like to make is there seems to be a lot of people mixing up, and I listened to Minister Edwin Poots talking about violence. There is a difference, and this difference has got to be emphasised, between what was a peace process, trying to bring about an end to violence through the political process, and where we're at now. Surely to goodness, violence is over. If the political process collapses, it is not automatic, nor should it even enter into people's minds that there would be a return to violence. That ain't going to happen. That is the past.
Although you heard the inference in what Minister Poots was saying.
I have. I heard that, and I also heard, I think it was at one of the debates over at the breakfast in Westminster, was it yesterday or the day before, where again there was the mix-up and the confusion in some of their minds between the political process and the peace process. We are in a situation where, by and large, the vast majority of people, Republicans, loyalists, etc., do not want violence. They want politics. But that does not mean that the current political structures could not break, could not fall down, and we're left in a direct rule situation emerging into something else. They are two distinct processes. And the sabre-rattling, or anyone who talks about coming back to violence, is quite patently talking through their hats.